Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Saturday, December 15th. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. A registered sex offender is now in police custody after he allegedly tried to kidnap an 11-year-old girl this morning in Ridgewood, Queens. Police say the young victim was confronted by a stranger in a passing car who got out and tried to grab her, but a Good Samaritan confronted the suspect while his wife called 911. The health coverage of some 20 million Americans now in limbo. This after a federal court ruling Friday in Texas that struck down the Affordable Care Act, the law also known as Obamacare. President Trump celebrated the decision, tweeting that it's great news for America, while Democrats universally condemned it. Another shakeup in the Trump cabinet. Embattled Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has resigned effective the end of this year. Zinke is facing federal investigations into his travel, political activity, and potential conflicts of interest. President Trump tweeted praise for Zinke and promised to announce a replacement next week. The U.S. may be leaving the Paris Climate Accord, but it's still moving ahead. Diplomats from almost 200 nations have now agreed on rules for reporting and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. They've come up with a rule book for the Paris climate deal after 2 weeks of negotiations. A show of support in Brooklyn for congestion pricing. Advocates and elected officials held a rally to highlight what they say are the benefits of congestion pricing, which would charge drivers who enter the busiest parts of Midtown during peak hours a higher toll. They say it'll raise money for badly needed subway improvements while reducing the number of traffic accidents. And SNL star Pete Davidson has some very worried fans after the comedian posted a dark message on Instagram. He wrote, quote, "I don't want to be on this earth." The post prompted a flood of calls to the NYPD, and even his ex, Ariana Grande, showed up outside 30 Rock, where he reportedly has come for tonight's show. Davidson has been open about his struggles with mental health. 1010 Winds AccuWeather, cloudy and breezy tonight with rain arriving late, heavy at times, low 38. Another wet day tomorrow, high 41. For live and local news, 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.